Okay, this is February 8th, and the topic this month is Law of Attraction.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm suffering from hiccups all of a sudden, but the rest of my ailments seem to have abated.
Good.
Which I'm delighted with. So we'll get through the talk, even with the hiccups. I'll try to... You hope. Well, as usual, it is so nice to see gods and goddesses all in one room. And I do hope that that is finally sinking in, that you are a god or you are a goddess. Very important to know. Very, very important to know. Now, you know, last week I was sick and all. What I discovered about being sick, when I get sick, I don't get upset or anything. I just go through the process, knowing that it came into existence to go out of existence. But I discovered if I praised everything that was going on, it got better. So I'm recommending praise for everything. Especially if you're not feeling quite well, you have to praise your body. You can't get down on it. You can't say, oh, why is this happening? Or isn't my body awful? Or this, that, the other thing. No, you have to praise it. And it'll pull you right through everything. So that's what I discovered lying in bed. So tonight's topic, the law of attraction. And why did I pick the law of attraction? You know, that's the main tenet of religious science. No other religion, and here again, religious science is not a religion, but they made it a religion for tax purposes. But the main tenet, which you will not hear in the Baptist church or any brand name churches at all, the law of attraction. You hear it every once in a while with people, but they don't understand the law of attraction. And that's what this teaching is about. Learning to draw into your life, to attract into your life what you want and not what you don't want. And so many people get caught up in what they don't want. So we don't want to do that. We want to know that there is a power out there called the law of attraction, and it works for everyone. So anyone can use the law of attraction. When my Aunt Catherine was 90-some years old, she went to the doctor. And the doctor said to her, well, you must have very good genes to live to be 90. And she looked at him and said, don't you think attitude has something to do with it? Attitude attracts things to you. You know, you want this, that, and the other thing. But you have to change your attitude. You have to change your mindset. You have to get prepared for what you want to draw into your life. That's how the law of attraction works. I have in my kitchen the most wonderful little plaque with the Buddha and stuff on it. And it says, be happiness. You see, you have to be. Anything you want, you have to be. Or become what you want. You have to do that. So with the law of attraction, it's your attitude. It's your beliefs, it's your viewpoints. All those things count. And you have to change your mind. If it's not working correctly and you're not getting what you want, you have to change your mind about it. Now, what do I mean by that? Do you ever hear yourself say somebody gets something and you get a little envious of that other person? Why do they get everything and I don't? Well, the law of attraction just went out the window. You cannot do that. You have to be happy for that person and And always say to yourself, what God can do for one, God can do for all. So, you use that. But it's your mental attitude always that's going to draw things to you. Most people think, well, the law of attraction, I just have to think money, 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 or success, success, success. No, you must become those things. You must change your mind about it. You must see life differently, and you must see your life differently. But we get so caught up. Oh, there's Scott. We get so caught up with the world that doesn't teach the law of attraction. You must know that it does work, that it is there for you, and that you can use it at any given time. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to realize that you're causing everything that comes into your life. And you cause that attraction by your mental attitudes. You see, one of the mental attitudes you have to change is the mental attitude about yourself. Do you really like yourself? Do you really love yourself? Do you appreciate yourself? Change those attitudes, and the law of attraction will work for you. Law of attraction does not work for people. They don't think they deserve it. So they don't think they deserve it. You may not always get what you want, but you will always get what you expect. And you'll hear people say, I expected that to happen. I expected this. I expected that. So your expectation must change also. I expect to be wealthy. I expect to be healthy. You see? And you must keep that running through you. When I was sick, I did not say, well, this is it. You know, I can't do anything about this. Things come into your life to go out of your life. All kinds of crazy things happen. But I don't let anything get me down. Why? Because I know I'm victorious. I'm victorious over everything. Nothing can get us down. Because we are one with this thing called God. And God does not fall apart. So why would we fall apart? See, that's a belief system. We believe when we reach a certain age that we start to deteriorate. You do not have to do that. You do not have to deteriorate or buy in to what the world is saying, especially the medical world. I had a cousin. She lived to be 102. And when she died, her daughter said, do you realize mother never took a prescription drug and never took anything over the counter? Never did it. She just didn't. And she could get through life. We are used to solving all our problems by going to a doctor and getting an antibiotic or whatever else they're pushing that day. See, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that. Please, don't get me wrong. I was delighted to take an antibiotic because I couldn't move. Always remember that God is in a pill and God is in a prayer, because God is everywhere. And whoever invented all those pills and pharmaceuticals and so forth, God is speaking through them. God is guiding them. Now, some of them are misguided, but that's not God's fault. That's their greediness, you know. Like, I don't know if anyone saw that horrible man with the pharmaceutical company that drug went up 500% or 5,000%. And they brought him to Congress. He was, I watched some of it. he was arrogant, you know. So we don't want to be arrogant at any time in our life. You know, we want to be proud of ourselves, and we want to know that we're honorable human beings. And we don't hear that word very much anymore. People used to be honorable. You don't hear people say that's an honorable person. We used to, didn't you, when you were younger? Oh, he's an honorable person. Honorable seems to have gone down the tube somehow. But we must be honorable towards ourselves and towards everybody else. And when you have all those qualities and you can change all those qualities, you can attract things into your life with this thing called the law of attraction. And we concentrate on it, but not nearly enough. It should be every week we should do something about the law of attraction. We know it's there, but no one talks about it anymore. You know, I don't know, you go to a religious science church, do they teach the law of attraction constantly? Yes. So you have to have the law of attraction. It's one of the things that this teaching has figured out, that there is such a law and you can use it. But you have to change your mental attitude. It's always going to be changing your mental attitude, you know. And that's the one thing you can change. We grew up with the idea that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Now they realize that that's completely wrong. We can change at any time in our life because our mind is flexible. It's not rigid. It doesn't get rigid. But we're taught that it does it at a certain age. You can't learn anymore. You can't do this, that, and everything. That's absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. So use this law of attraction in your own life. Draw things in. We should all be able to draw things to us now. We know enough about this teaching. We know enough about this universe and so forth to know that there is an affinity to draw things together. You see? And you can draw into your life what you want. But you can't draw into your life what you want if you don't change your mental attitude. If you think the other person gets more than you, or this is happening or that's happening, it won't work. You have to know that it's out there, and you have to know that it works. Now, we have a saying in the world, what goes round comes round. A lot of people still use that, I believe. And this is true. You can call it the law of attraction, you can call it karma, you can call it anything that you want. But what you put out, you're going to get back. It doesn't change, you see. The universe doesn't say, oh, I don't think they want that, I think they want this. The universe says, oh, that's what you want, I'm going to give it to you. And it gives it to you. You see, and some people think that this thing that they call God is going to make the adjustments, is going to change God's up, wherever he is, saying, oh, I don't think they really want that. That's not what they want. They want this. This thing called God does not do that. Does not do that. I always say that God is so polite, it will not argue with you. It will not argue with you. If you say, I want this, that's what you're going to get. Now, the nice thing about that is, if you attract something into your life and you don't like it, you don't have to live with it. You see, you can let it go and attract something that you do want into your life. Just keep putting it out there. Get that mind of yours working, so that it sees all the goodness and all the beauty in the world. And then you will start to draw that beauty and goodness to you. Makes sense? Yeah. And we use it all the time and we see it. I'm absolutely blown away because I have things I can attract into my life. I go, whoa. I'm amazed. And I love it. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So, use the law of attraction. Know that there is a power that in the universe that does this for you. That is always there, you see. It'll always give back to you what you want. And I always use the idea of the echo. You don't scream out, I want this, and an echo says, no, you don't. It echoes back exactly what you put out, you see. And that's what you want to know about yourself. And we use that echo technique. You tell yourself, I am a healer. I am filled with life. I am filled with love. I am filled with light. You have to start those things and you'll attract it to you then. You will attract more and more and more to you. Some people just think that things are random and happenstance. There's no such thing as randomness or happenstance in the universe. It may look like that, but it's not true. Now, for years before we had quantum physics, we could put everything in order. Now, quantum physics is just a field of possibilities. That's all quantum physics is. That anything is possible in quantum physics. So, that helps to attract things to you also. Use all this stuff in your own life. You people know how to do it. And I know how to do it. And I don't get angry with myself, but I notice sometimes I don't use it. You know, I know it's there. But I fall for the world. I fall for what other people are saying. Instead of going out on my own and say, this is what I believe and this is what I want. Yeah. So, the law of attraction. You'll love it. Jamie used the law of attraction. She wanted love and look what she's got there. In her she got it, didn't she?
I sure did.
Aren't babies are wonderful, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolute unwritten book there you have in your arms, and you can help write that book. There's a wonderful saying which I love. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. The hand rocks the cradle, rules the world. Because she's teaching that little baby wonderful things. And that baby will attract wonderful things to itself. Very interesting how life comes and goes. But use the law of attraction. Use it every day of your life. And how do you do it? By knowing and making yourself know that it exists. You see, most people, you can say there's a law of, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure. You know. But they don't believe it. But we believe it, and we know there's an attraction out there. And that we can attract into our lives. Completely different idea than what we grew up with, that we had to have Jesus and God and all these other saints and things helping us. You don't need any of that stuff, people. You need your own mind, and you need to know that you can attract into your life what you want. What you want. So, see yourself the way you want to be. Be what you're looking for. So many people are looking for love. You must first become love itself. Become love itself. And then things will come to you. You'll attract that into your life. But it's always you are doing it. And you are doing it by becoming it. You must become what you want to be. But you must do that. There's no power outside of you, a divinity of any type saying, oh no, I'll help you with this. No. Do you remember when I was growing up, and you people probably heard it too, it'll come to me. God helps those who help themselves. God helps those who help themselves. You must do something. In this teaching, we say treat and move your feet. Mm-hmm. The same thing. You must do something. You can't. There are so many people sitting around going, oh. Nothing's going to drop into their lap. You have to go out and do it. When I was first in this teaching, some guy said to me, oh, yes, but you know, God feeds the birds. I said, he most certainly does, but he doesn't drop the worm in their mouth. They must go look for the worm. The worm is there, but you must go look for it. So anything you want, you must go out and look for it. You must move. You must do something. It's a wonderful thing in this teaching about the law of attraction, and it is the universe always gives you nothing for nothing. If you don't do anything and put anything out there, what comes back to you? Nothing. So many people want everything to come to them. You have to do something, people. You just can't think that it's going to drop into your lap, you know. It doesn't happen that way. You have to make it work. You have to do it. And I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that's a wonderful way to go through life. I want to be independent. I don't want to be dependent on something. I want to make my own way in the world. That's much easier for me to do that. I mean, I like myself more, you know. Now, if you want to give me something, I'll take it, by the way, but I do like to do my own thing. I like to make my own money, all that kind of stuff. So, and by keeping that attitude, I can draw things to me. You can. That's all it takes, is changing that mind, changing your beliefs, changing your viewpoints, changing your attitudes about everything. See? Once you're able to do that, now you've cleared your mind of all that, well, we'll call it garbage, so that the law of attraction can work for you. It is always working, whether you know it or not. It's like a subconscious mind. It's always working for you. It doesn't take a day off. It doesn't go to sleep at nighttime. It continues. It continues. And this law of attraction, once you get it started, will just continue bringing you all kinds of nice things. So you have to remember that. This is the way life works. This is the way the law of attraction works. So many people have no idea that it exists. They have no idea. But it does exist. And I think more and more people are coming to that conclusion that it does exist and that you can use it. And I think that's what this whole thing, that when we say God is, God is the power of attraction. And you can pull from that. You don't have to do prayer or a novena or any of those things. You just have to say to yourself, I'm one with the universe. I know that the universe is coursing through me right here and right now. It's bringing me everything that I want.
When you say you get what you expect,
you always get what you expect.
Wouldn't you say be careful what you expect?
Oh, yes.
You might have a consciousness of a certain amount for your safety net, and if you go over it, then things will come to take it away and keep you at that.
Well, I don't know if the things come and take you out, but you always get what you expect, and you must always expect the very best. Yes, sir.
I'm just saying, some people have a consciousness of
only so big
something, or you know, noticing.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, it's always going to come on. You know, it takes people a long time to get over all that stuff and to let it go and to realize that they are in control. They have the power. Our thing is we always want to give the power to somebody else. We always think somebody else knows better than we do. That is not true, people. You have it inside of you. Go ahead. Oh, I thought you were asking a question. You can do it yourself. See? So with this idea of attracting things to yourself, you have to know first that it is absolutely possible. It's possible. There's a law going on out there. And there's a lot of little laws going on. The biggest law is, of course, the biggest thing is the law of love, which is an umbrella for all the other ones. It just puts an umbrella over everything. So, attract things into your life. Know that you can attract what you want in your life. And it's not one of those things, well, it happens every 3 months. It has to happen constantly. It has to always be working. You may notice it every third month or something. You see, that the law of attraction is working. But it's always working. And you can use it. So use these things. Use everything you can. It's done with your changing your attitude, changing your mind, and letting this law of attraction operate in as and through you. It's operating all around us. We are living in it. So we have to be able to use it. We have to be able to use it. And we're just never taught that. We're taught that everything else is going on. You see? So, do it for yourself. Get your mind set on what you want. And know that when you do that, you're going to attract that to you. It's going to come to you. So, straighten out your mind. What do I want? If it's a financial thing, you can do that easily. If it's a love thing, there again, you can do that easily. If it's a success, there you can do that one also. There is nothing you cannot do, but you must become it. You must become what you want. So, it'll work for you. It works for all of us. He wants to give the talk. Or she. I say he because it looks so much like you, Andy. Honestly. No wonder you're a proud grandfather.
He had something to do with it.
All right. Back to the law of attraction. Has anyone in here never used the law of attraction? Have you not noticed that it's working, that it's out there, that there is such a thing? You know what's out there.
I don't think there's anything beyond it, really. It encompasses everything. I just have this feeling that if you feel badly inside, it's just like all your experiences move back to that feeling.
Yes.
All of it, like, you know, your relationships, your financial situation.
And people don't see, and they don't know that horrible stuff that's going on inside of them. They think they can get away with it, and you can't get away with that stuff.
No, you can't.
You know, it won't last. So, being nice, changing your mood, changing everything. You can do that. So, you know, life is really rather interesting and it's really rather simple. Because we can change our mind. And that's all it takes, is change your mind. In this teaching on Ernest Holmes, he said, change your mind, change your life. And you do. When you change your mind, you change your life. It changes completely. You are not that person anymore. You've cleared that all out. And now you're using this law of attraction. And this is what we're going to be able to do. We want to be able to do it all the time. Because we want to bring into this world peace. And peace can only come to us when everyone knows that they're responsible. It's the same. We can say, my cousin asked me on the phone the other day about the election and so forth, and what was I going to do? I said, Dennis, the government does it not change my life. I'm the one who changes my life. I don't care who gets in as president. You know, and the reason I've been around long enough to realize that all the people and our president right now, Obama, remember change. Well, there was no change because you're backed up with the bureaucracy that's in Washington and you cannot beat it. There's no way that you can get rid of the bureaucracy. It's a machine that runs itself. And it'll just keep running. You don't need anyone to run. That bureaucracy continues to just keep running and running and running. The same way when they say, we're going to make government smaller. They'll never make government smaller. They make government gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Why does government get bigger and bigger and bigger? They have to put people to work. And now that they have them working, they're not going to get rid of them. Why aren't they going to get rid of them? Because now they'll lose votes. I worked for the state of Pennsylvania eons ago. And they had that many employees. They would have six men with little stools attached to their rear ends. going up and down polishing doorknobs. Now, they would polish, one would polish right after the other one. Because of the people, they had to keep the people working. See, it's a big machine we live in, people. Don't let it eat you up.
Possibilities?
Pardon?
Possibilities that their things will eventually change?
No, not in government. No, it won't. I've watched it all these years, and people say they're going to do it, but then they get hit in the head with the bureaucracy and the rest of the stuff that's going on. You can't get anything accomplished. So why all these people think that they can go to Washington and change it is absolutely beyond me. They will not be able to do it. But the point I'm trying to make is it does not influence my life. My life remains the same. I don't care who's in office. It remains the same. And I make it remain the same. You see? I'm the one that attracts things into my life to keep that going. That status quo, if you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. But this, I don't know if you people are watching it. I watch it every once in a while. It's the most undignified campaign I've ever seen. It's just undignified. And there's no honor at all. There's no honorable people there. There's no honorable people. And I don't know if your friend Donald Trump will be president or not. I sincerely doubt that he will do it. But I frankly find him an embarrassment. His rhetoric is horrible. And you think he's going to represent the United States in the world? You think he's going to go over and meet with the Queen? I don't think so. She'll probably say, keep him away from me. No, but I mean, there has to be some kind of dignity going on, and it's not dignified. The thing is, and it's not honorable, it's just impossible. So, now Donald Trump has a wonderful consciousness for making money, and he attracts money to him. He attracts money to him constantly. Now, is he a good businessman, or is he using the law of attraction? I think he's using the law of attraction, and he's a good businessman at the same time. But I think he's out of his element in politics. There are no... I grew up with Roosevelt and Truman and Eisenhower, people like that. They didn't carry on the way these people do. And the one who really, my opinion, ruined the government was Bill Clinton. Now, if I say he's done a lot of things, but anyone who has sex in the Oval Office is not an honorable person. You know, I'm the President of the United States, come on in and we'll have sex. I don't think so. I'm the President of the United States. I have to put out a better image, you see. You can't do that kind of carrying on. You have to live up
to the office.
To the office, absolutely. And it's always about the office people. And he just wiped that right off the map. And people still cling to him and all that. All well and good. You know, I don't care what they do. But the law of attraction will bring the right president to us. And who that is at the present moment, I have no idea. But we must see them all as this thing called God working through them, so that they can bring peace onto this planet. Now that's my problem with Donald Trump. He's absolutely too he would press the red button and send a nuclear warhead to somebody.
That'll teach them.
Yeah. Well, teach them, teach us, and teach everybody. We can't do this to... We cannot do this to this planet, this wonderful, wonderful planet. This is our home. We cannot destroy our home, people. And yet, we are constantly doing it, aren't we? We're constantly doing it. I think the travesty of the world is this gas thing that's going on at Porter Ranch. That should have been shut down in 1 hour. They've let it go all this time. It's throwing stuff into the atmosphere, for God's sake.
Costs too much money.
Yes, exactly. It costs too much money. And we have that now. It's always, they have to look, the bean counters have to say, oh no, let it go, you know. It'll cost too much to clean this up. They do that with automobiles and stuff. Oh, we'll let them go. It'll be better to recall them than to, you know, make them good, because it's the money. They want to just keep coming in and circulating. They have tons of money out there. But that's my philosophy on all that stuff. And my biggest disappointment is Volkswagen. I cannot believe they had the most wonderful reputation in the world as a car manufacturer. And that they knew that was happening and they left it go. They left it. So it's no longer a good thing, is it, the Volkswagen people? But we have to have honor. We have to come back to being honorable and treating people well and not saying, oh, well, let the gas get them. You know, that's dreadful. Dreadful. And I could get into one more thing and then I'll stop that. Fracking, I think, is the worst thing that we could ever do. The worst thing that we could ever do. And to think that money, they want that money. I have always looked at this earth as a living thing, as a living organism. And I've always thought of the oil as the blood of the earth. And you can't keep draining it, bloodletting or oil letting, and expect this earth to keep going. Now, it's not so bad that they pull out all the oil, but do you know what they do after the oil well cannot produce anymore? They flood it with salt water. How would you like your veins filled up with salt water? It's a horrible thing. Horrible. So, how that happens. But we're attracting that somehow. We attract that somehow into our life. And we have to figure out how to get rid of it and not attract that kind of stuff to us. But there's a law out there, the law of attraction, and it can be used to bring anything into your life that you want. But you must become what you want. If you want love, you must become love. If you want wealth, you must become wealth. And people will say about that, well, I don't have any money to start with. You have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere, and you'll be surprised how fast things multiply. You see, not only do we have the law of attraction, we have the law of multiplicity too. Everything in your life multiplies. You see, everything. At least it does in mine. If I have one thing, before long I have 12 of the same thing. You know, that's why I say to people, don't give me anything or I'll start to collect it. You know, I don't want all this stuff anymore. It was, at one point in your life you want that. Now I don't want it. I want to attract into my life nice people, wonderful people, honorable people. That's what I want. It's the people in your life that count. It's not what you have or they have. It's, are they nice people? I know a lot of nice people. I used to know a lot of horrible people. I just let them go. I just released them. You know, I loved them, blessed them, and released them. They're no longer in my life, you see. We don't need that. You need people in your life that are for you, that are always wanting to help you. You see? Wouldn't that be wonderful? See? But you must attract those people into your life. You must attract the good to you. The only thing that's worth anything are the people in your life. The rest of it is nothing. And the older I get, I realize all the stuff that I have, which isn't that much, but it's comfortable and I love it. I can't take it with me. What am I ever going to do with any of that stuff? You see? So there has to be more to life than you think. It's not all the collecting and the houses and the cars and the clothes and all. There's more to life. There is much more to life. So, use the law of attraction, people. And bring into your life what you want. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And therein is the lesson. Thank you.